This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. 3 days away. Eagles. 49ers.
Three of them things.
Can't wait. Lincoln Financial Field. The wild card round. And a lot that's going to be talked about between now and the game, of course, Hugh, is how all some of these injured players come back, right? You know, both sides, guys that have been banged up, are they going to play? Not. Yesterday we found out Lane Johnson listed as limited in practice, so he was back out there, limited. We'll see where he is today and how he progresses through the week, first week back at practice. Now, on the other side, the 49ers dealing with some big injuries themselves, which they typically are. They're always a banged-up team. And one of their biggest ones right now is their left tackle, Trent Williams, who's kind of their version of Lane, right? Their all-time great tackle that changes things when he's in there versus when he's not. He didn't play last week against the Seahawks. He pulled his hamstring 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, here's Kyle Shanahan talking about Trent Williams, who did not practice yesterday.
Usually gets a day of rest today. I mean, is today's not practicing part of that rest, or is it the hamstring?
No, he's still hurt. I doubt he would. I hope he'll be better and can get some in tomorrow, but I'm not sure where we'll be at tomorrow yet.
Here, what do you make of that? I mean, these coaches could be vague. He's a veteran, so they reference there that he typically gets a rest day anyway each week. But
yeah, because he's a little older.
But he didn't play last week, and there's Shanahan saying no, he's still hurt.
I think he's going to try to go. He has a couple more days, but with that hamstring, it just all depends, I guess, on his tolerance and how bad it is. I don't know what great hamstring pull that he has, but most tackles like him of his caliber, they play in a box. They don't have to do a whole lot of moving. So I think if he's able to go out there and if he can play without damaging his leg any further, he's going to try to play.
Yeah, Jason Kelce was on the morning show this morning. They asked him about it. Jason's obviously, you know, doing all the work with ESPN, said last week, and ESPN had that game, that he saw Trent Williams warming up, and so he was trying to play last week. So Jason's thought was, based on that, he's probably going to give it a go this week. I would guess the same thing. We'll see what we get the rest of the week. But that's a big one to monitor. Both tackles, Lane on our side, Trent on their side. We'll see where it goes. But there is something else with the Niners that caught our attention here. So, Hugh, the Niners, I would say this is like 5 years running, seem to have a lot of injuries, right? Like a lot of teams do. You know, it's just
since 2014, when they moved to Levi.
Which is a long span now.
Removed from Levi, or no, moved to Levi Stadium from
Candlestick, right.
Yeah, they've been the most injured team in the NFL.
Okay, so that's a big sample, right? It's not a year or two where you might have some injured players. Hugh, it's a decade sample where the Niners seem to always be banged up. I mean, they've had multiple seasons I can remember that were just totally derailed. This one, I think a lot of people thought in October, November, they weren't going to even make the playoffs, right? Because they lost Bosa, they lost Warner, Purdy went down for a while. The fact that they're even here is a testament to the job Shanahan did. But anyway, they were always banged up. And I think we need to maybe commission a Harvard Hughes study on this. So this popped up yesterday. So apparently, and I had seen a little bit about this in the summer, but it kind of came back yesterday. So Hugh, did you know that the San Francisco 49ers practice facility sits next to, they kind of share the plot of land with an electromagnetic field. They sit next to a massive electrical substation. And according to one, I don't even know what you call them, but a person pointed out that a low-frequency electromagnetic field can degrade collagen, weaken tendons, cause soft tissue damage at levels regulators call safe. So some people are conspiracy theorying that maybe this is why the Niners are always banged up. What do we think, Harvard Hugh?
You know what? As I was doing my study, that you know that the San Francisco 49ers are the team that has the most money that's on IR. It's something like $95 million dollars in injury absences. In injury absences. In 2025.
Not surprised.
And they were talking, And I was just looking at that because we were looking at the story, and it says that, you know, when you talk about, how did they explain it? It's like the reserve list, council players on IR PUP, and all this other good stuff.
So Warner and Bosa,
But it leads the league in dollars and percentage of the average per year value of their contracts at 25.74%. So that means that all of their high dollar players are out, and so they're missing out. So my thing is this. With the type of money, and this study is going on as long as it has, why would you build your facility right next door to a, what, is a power plant?
It's a substation, electric substation.
Yeah. So why would you do that?
I don't know if this is known, data.
They didn't know.
Or like, was known.
But my thing is, when I think outside of the Cincinnati Bengals and where they have their facility, most facilities are somewhat standalone. When we were when I was at the Jets and we were at Hofstra, like we were on the campus, but we had our own area separate from the campus. Mm-hmm. Like it was on campus, but it was separate. And you know, here at the Eagles, we ought to know what that is. That's his own like little entity. When you talk about the San Francisco 49ers, I've never been out there, but that to me is odd that you would share space with something that you know nothing, like you really don't know anything about.
Yeah, look, I have no idea if this is actually true or not, or like if it is interesting, and also it's like it's weird when you look at the data point from they went there in 2014, right? They've been the most injured team since this year, banged up. I have no idea, but I would think maybe next time don't build it next to that place. Maybe there is something to
I think they're probably talking about leaving now.
I mean, if it keeps going,
that's a lot of money to have on IR,
of course.
And then what? Decide he ain't figured out what he wanted to do yet, huh?
Well, he went from injured, so he quit.
Maybe he got tired of being around
the electromagnets.
Yeah, the electromagnets and stuff.
Well, I mean,
maybe I kind of threw, like, real talk, like recklessly speculating. Mm-hmm. I'm about to do it.
Okay, here we go.
But
every segment so far today.
Real talk, like, he did kind of crash out a little bit.
Oh, you think the crash out came from the
magnetic field?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, because the story at the beginning of the season. About how he just came up missing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to that. Those magnetic fields and things like messing with people's brain waves and stuff, man. That's why you see them cats. What was the movie where they were wearing the tinfoil hats?
Yeah.
Signs with Mel Gibson? Mm-hmm. Same thing. That's what I'm saying. Those microwaves, man, messing with people's brain cells and stuff.
But imagine practicing on microwaves is basically what they're doing.
You're sharing a parking lot.
Yep.
With a place that's doing, like, you ain't no telling what kind of experiments they're doing in there. Well,
so what did we learn from this Harvard Hugh study?
Oh, it's inconclusive. We need more data. Inconclusive.
Is there any chance it's made some players better, though, like superhero kind of stuff?
You mean like Brock Purdy?
I mean, he went from last pick in the draft to a good player. I mean, yeah, how'd that happen?
Yeah, he did. Mm. But then Brandon Ayuk crashed out. Debo.
So the variance is you either become the Hulk.
Or you get injured.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a risk they're taking.
Or you lose your mind.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just glad we don't have to deal with that here.
That's kind of crazy. They'll probably be looking to move. Because this story's starting to gain a
Now, few, if we end up in Santa Clara for the Super Bowl, which is that's their stadium. Mm.
No, you guys can't hang out near this.
Yeah. No, I was thinking we should go and check it out.
Well, yeah, we could. After are we going? Okay, now
I worry about Hugh after a little session with the substation.
We're going to go to Napa Valley.
Right. We're having some wine.
We're going to go to the museum.
I don't know about the museum.
We're going to get banged up.
We're going to get banged up. We're going to go to the theater.
We're going to go to. Well, yeah, the museum. It's a museum now.
Is it a museum? Oh, it's a museum.
Yeah, it's a museum. I think it's a museum.
Okay.
They don't do the porn anymore. They're not doing the porn. then we're gonna go visit the substation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then we're gonna ride the trolley. We gotta ride the trolley.
We have like four activities planned.
And then we have to do
it's only a week.
We have to go down the winding road. See, this is for the old heads out there. One of the greatest car chases in the history of car chases was Steve McQueen and Bullet.
I don't
where he was driving the Bullet Mustang and he was driving it through San
Fran. And that was there, yeah.
Yes, yes. We got to do that. Okay. We got to do that.
Who's in charge of the agenda that, so we could fit everything in?
I can do that.
You're going to do the agenda?
We got to do the Bullet. We got to do the Bullet Run.
You're going to make the agenda for us?
No. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to do all that and then end up saying it.
And remember, Hugh,
might be a little lofty.
3 hours behind, which means our show would be on 7 to 11 a.m. each morning. Hey, we got to be early.
That hurts getting banged up.
And you know,
it does, but you can start earlier.
But
I mean, we're off the air at 11.
You know, California.
Get lunch.
California got that good broccoli.
Okay. Yeah, they do. It's going to be quite a trip.
We are going to have a ball.
Yeah, it might not make it back. 215-592-9494. The heart of this really was about Trent Williams. Then we went down conspiracy theory lane, and we started making our plans for Santa Clara. Let's go to Mike in Morristown. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. You know, what's up, man? How's it doing?
We're good. How you doing?
So, you know, I guess my main problem is you guys keep saying, or people keep saying, that we're underachieving. My question is, like, compared to what? Because, like, last year, they were, like, 20-something in passing offense. They're the same this year. Last year, they were 29th in, like, third and shorts, or rather third down conversions, but they could do the tush-push. This year, every play, there's the defender in the backfield. Like, if the offensive line plays as bad last year as they did this year, they'd be doing the same thing last year. That's the only difference between the two offenses, is a worse play and you can't do the tush push.
I think you're right. I think that's the biggest difference between the two, because you're absolutely right about the passing game. It was you know, below average last year too, just like this year. If I had to answer your question, what are they not living up to? That I think it's this. We got an unrealistic expectation based on the last two games last year, the title game and the Super Bowl, that we were going to do that now into 2025, and that was probably never going to happen. Like, that was a bar that was set so high. Obviously, they can't reach that now.
Yeah, I mean, we have what we have. Like, A.J. Brown, you know, people say, oh, these are all all-time wide receivers and all-time quarterback, but, like, they've shown us what they are now. It's not a small sample size, and they've shown us what they are across different offensive coordinators. So I don't think you can blame it on the offensive coordinator. This is the team. Maybe they were paid for them. That's possible. But that's what we have. And we have a defense, and our offense, if they can do well, is a luxury. Our defense is what's going to get us to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I like that. The offense is a luxury.
I like the way you tied that in, Mike, but here's the reality of what you just said. I mean, and to a certain extent, you're right, but that's not how this team is set up. They gave all the money to the offensive players. And to your point, are you going to let me finish? I just let you talk for like five minutes, so, you know. But here's the thing. The way they set this team up is for the offense to be prolific. Would you agree with that, with the contracts that they gave out to the offensive linemen, to the quarterback, to the receivers and everything like that?
Yeah, that's the hope.
That's where the underachievement comes in at. Because when you give out that kind of money and you set the precedent by giving two receivers that type of contract, which was never done before until the Eagles did it, then you're expecting more from them. Even though the history tells you that this is what they are, when they signed A.J., And Skinny Batman, and gave them that money, and they gave Saquon that money, and Jalen for that matter, they gave them that money because they were supposed to perform.
Yeah.
And they've been underperforming.
But maybe the players are not as good as they thought they were when they paid them.
But see, that's the thing, Joe. That dog does not hunt.
Sure,
because
it does.
That's why you pay them that kind of money.
Right, but you could be wrong.
No, I mean, you when you're paying that kind of money, you can't be wrong.
Well, they're wrong about Bryce Huff.
Yeah, I mean, Mike, good phone call. It happens all the time. Can I give you an example that I think is similar? Where's most of the Phillies' money? The Bats.
I'm about to say the outfield, but yeah.
Well, yeah, the Bats, yeah. Right? What's been the strength of the Phillies the last couple years?
Pitching.
But
they've given some money to the pitchers, though.
They have, but Sanchez is dirt cheap. Lizardo's dirt cheap, right? Those guys are... Let's go to last year.
Mm-hmm.
They were more important players on the team than Bryce Harper in terms of like just production and how good they are compared to other guys at their spot. I mean, isn't that what happened here with the Eagles?
Yeah, and to your point, what have we been complaining about when it comes to the Phillies?
No, we can complain, but is it? Like, I'll just go back to what I said a little while ago. Is it Kevin Long's fault that Bryce Harper might be in decline?
No.
Okay.
Even though people want to say.
Well, yeah. I mean, I get it. If you want to fire people, like, I'm not going to stop you from firing people. That's what we do as fans. I'm just saying that if this thing turns around and maybe it looks better, I am open to the idea that Petula could win me back over, and we could end this story in a positive way. No, I don't have to. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Coach Broccoli, I agree with you.
Hey, what's going on?
Do you want a spot on the staff too, Jeff?
I already put my name in for the interpreter when he does press conference.
Oh, he's going to need that.
Yeah, I'm going to need it.
Yeah, I think I can help him out with that. So, I mean, I'm white.
Yeah, you check the box.
Are you tallying this to make sure you don't go too many in one?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Side?
Okay. I do get invited to the barbecues here, so
I don't know.
That might help me out. All right. So now, look, there's a big sample size. We're always talking about sample sizes here. This whole year has been suspect with the offense, and it's gotten worse since last year, which is kind of hard to do when you think about it. Statistically, we're worse this year than last year.
Yep.
Does he do well in the red zone? Sure. But what's the frequency of getting in the red zone?
Not even close enough. Yeah, not enough. Of course.
That's kind of where I'm at with this. And you know, scoring 30 points this week, that's not going to win me back. I mean, there's too much of a sample size here to what Jalen said earlier. Oh my God, when he said this guy or that guy, whatever he referred to Petullo as, that guy or whatever, that was really
disrespectful.
I believe you. It's very disrespectful,
you
warranted
that,
or not.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Exactly. So there is something to that. And, I mean, Petullo has been the common denominator for the last 5 years. He was a passing coordinator before that. Now that he's the full offensive coordinator, I don't think he stepped up to do anything, you know, make the offense better. And that's the reason why I would probably let him go.
Yeah, and I think – I get it. And I think there's probably a world, a real one, in Jeff Kufunko where he's not here next year. I mean, there's a lot of good coordinators out there that are way more accomplished. And I think if you just say, would you rather have Todd Monken, Mike McDaniel, Kevin Stefanski, Brian – I mean, everyone's going to want these guys over Kevin Petullo. I just – if they go on a run here – again, we'd have to look this up, and I'm not going to ask AI after all the nonsense we've had on this show for the last 2 days. I just wonder how many times – in just recent history, a team has made the divisional round and still moved on from a coordinator.
That's not normal.
No, I'm sure it happens every once in a while. I mean, I'm sure it does. I think Kyle Shanahan's, because I know he's obviously in our brains this week, I think he moved on from a defensive coordinator after one of those Super Bowls, Steve Wilkes, maybe 2 years ago. So, I mean, it happens, but I just wonder how often that happens. Because, again, if you made the divisional round, you either had a bye or you won your first playoff game. So if the Eagles play well on Sunday and they score enough points to win or they look good on offense, I think it's way less likely Petullo's out of here. Do you agree with that? Like, if they win Sunday, do you think it's less likely he's out of here, or does nothing matter, you know, unless aside from they win the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know if it comes down to a win.
Offense looks good.
You're talking about optics.
Well, no, let's go with the win, because they'd be playing next week.
I think there's a world where he can win the Eagles front office over.
Yeah. Well, and then again, they're playing next week, so I don't know how this is going to shake out with these other candidates. I think that hurt them last year. It's why we probably have Petullo, right? They went deep in the playoffs. They went all the way. So by the time Kellen Moore left to go become the Saints coach, all the guys they may have wanted were out of here anyway. It helped them 2 years ago get Vic Fangio, right? If the Eagles win the Bucs playoff game, did the Eagles get Vic Fangio? I don't know. He might have took a job somewhere else by then. But the Eagles had openings. They were doing the offseason stuff, and away they went. Andy is in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, I think, gentlemen.
It is afternoon. Yeah, good, yes, 12:16. What's up, Andy?
Well, before we're done, I have a recommendation for OC, and I have a request for possible position for myself.
Oh, there we go. But this staff is filling up. What kind of budget do you have, or are you planning, Hugh? Because people want jobs here.
I don't know. I'm gonna see what Mr. Blank talking about when he finally called. I've been on the phone talking to people. Ain't nobody. I got a friend of mine that's at the press conference now.
Yeah, they could throw your name in the mix.
I'm trying to get him to, but I don't think he texted me back yet. So.
Okay, you fake it till you make it. Yeah. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, I might be easily bought, Hugh. Take me to that geriatric strip club you were talking about down there.
You're talking about the Claremont? Is it Claremont? Claymont.
Yeah,
Claremont.
Yeah,
the
that's
Claremont.
The one.
Yeah. You got a good memory.
Otherwise, though, I got a lot of problems with you people. Well, mostly you, Joe.
Okay. Let's hear.
You're confusing me today.
What
I do? You keep saying that that Petullo's been a scapegoat, but you're willing to give him another chance, so which is it?
Well, no, he's become the scapegoat for fans, and I'm willing to give him – I'm opening myself up to him winning everyone over in the postseason.
I thought you meant winning over yourself.
Well, me included. Yeah, I mean, here's where I'm at on Petullo. I don't think he's been the biggest problem. I don't. I think we've decided he is because we don't want to face the bigger issues, and it's just easier to say, well, just fire Petullo. I think the Eagles have bigger issues on the offense than just Kevin Petullo. And I just think if he does well the next few weeks, we're going to look at his season way differently.
Well, do you think he is a problem, though?
Well, sure. Yeah, I don't think he's great. I don't think he's great.
Which brings me to my second grievance, which is you saying earlier you hadn't thought about Mike McDaniel coming in. What are we talking about? I've been screaming for that all year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess I hadn't thought about it on my own. But, yes, you've brought it up. Others have. And now he's available. Your guy, Andy.
Yeah. At that point, either way, if he's available and we can get him, buy Petullo.
Yeah, well, I mean, Andy, it is interesting with this decision they're going to have to make because this is a really, I would say, high-end group of offensive guys that are just suddenly out there, right? Like, so we go Brian Daboll, Kevin Stefanski, Mike McDaniel, Todd Monken, who was, you know, obviously with Harbaugh in Baltimore. That's a lot of, you know, pretty successful offensive guys that are now all of a sudden free.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to pass that up when I understand loyalty. I understand the looks of it, especially if you win the Super Bowl. But I'm willing to, you know, as somebody who's not involved with the team, I'm willing to take that chance.
Yeah, I get it. Andy, good folk. I do wonder. I wonder what Sirianni's going to say about all this.
Well,
I mean, it's his staff. It's his coordinator. Mm-hmm. He finally got to pick one right after they kind of picked Kellen Moore for him. What if he doesn't want to move on from him?
But then that's a conversation. But my thing is this, Joe. In the NFL, from the time that I got in until the time I left, I was always told that you're constantly looking to improve your football team.
Of course.
And if your friend, Coach Petullo, is not getting – if you feel like your offense for what the talent that you have and – the players that you've assembled is underachieving for whatever reason. If he's not motivating them, I think there's a conversation to be had about, you know, if there's an opportunity to upgrade that position, then why not do it?
I agree.
And when you talk about some of the innovative minds that are out there right now that can get this, that you could look at and say, you got to ask yourself this. Out of the names that have just been fired, if there's one of those guys that you know for a fact or you feel in your heart that could come in and get the most out of this offense, don't you take that chance?
May I? Yes. But can I? Are we going to keep the same energy for everything then with the team?
Well, that I believe you should.
Okay.
Now, I will say that with this squad, which is I think is a plus to Howie, he's a little bit loyal than most NFL teams are.
Yeah, I kind of like that Howie isn't very
loyal. Yes, he's not all willy-nilly because, like, when you think back to Brandon Graham, using him as an example, and where he was in his career and where he is now, he was at a crossroads and how he believed in him. And Brandon Graham came the guy that he is today that we all know and love. You don't really get those chances in the NFL. But when I was in the game, you always were told that they're always looking to replace you. And It's the same thing with offensive coordinators, coaches, all of that. They're always looking to get better. And if there's an opportunity for the standard that this team and this organization has set for itself to be the absolute best, you have to entertain that.
I get it. I do. I've heard the quarterbacks, I think he used the word yearn. He yearns for consistency, the same coordinator. Well, then there's something that it's a little hypocritical if the team just moves on from this guy, especially if they look good in a playoff game, which I think they're going to score. They should score 24 points on Sunday. 2-1.
I hope they do.
We all do. And that means we're heading to Chicago next week. 2-1, who I'm rooting for, by the way. I'm rooting for the Bears on Saturday. I think it's the better path for the Eagles to have in Chicago and have the Rams and Seahawks play each other rather than if Green Bay won, we're home next week against the Rams. Give me the Bears on the road rather than the Rams here. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call is coming up on all this. Bears or Packers, who are you rooting for on Saturday? It affects the Eagles in a big way for next week. Petula, can he get back in your good graces if the Eagles offense looks good on Sunday? He certainly could for me. And coming up, we got to check in on the enemy radio station out in San Francisco. What are they saying about something that was said right here on WIP? You'll hear that next. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's the playoffs, everybody. The hits get harder, the nights get colder, and the stakes get a whole lot higher. But some things don't change, like the slow pour of Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey over ice. I don't prefer it that way, but that's just the way it's reading right now. Jack Daniel's and playoff football go hand in hand. So make sure you pick up a bottle at your local fine wine and good spirits location. Try out the Tennessee Honey, Fire Apple, or the new Blackberry flavor. And don't forget the classic old number 7 Black Label. Celebrate responsibly, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.